Brendan, how happy were you with the fact that the boys fought their way back into it after half time?
Yeah, it's been a trait of our footy club all year that when challenged, they fight and dig deep. And it's really difficult to do on away games, and particularly here in the West. And we had a team that were really fighting to make sure that they commit to finals. So we knew we had a contest, but it's hard to do when you're away from home and with a young group. And I thought they showed some real intent to show that we still fight on, even though we're not in the finals race.
What was going through your mind at three quarter time when guys were right back in it, but that wind was just howling still?
What was going through my mind?
Oh yeah, what was going through your mind in terms of tactics, trying to overcome,
Oh, listen, I won't elaborate on details and tactics publicly because there's all sorts of things that you move around on a footy field. But our guys really want to be able to reward each other for their efforts because they've been in games up to their teeth. And I think a lot of our supporters with the profile of our list, knowing that we probably had five teenagers out there and 10 of our lists were under 50 games, they're striving to try and reward each other with a win at some stage. We've only got a few more chances. Whether or not they do or not, I'm unsure. But these games, I've said a number of times, are going to pay us back.
Despite the loss for someone like Charlie Curnow to go back and kick that goal in the last quarter, what will a young player like him take out of that?
Oh, lots. You've got to live those moments to grow from them, and under pressure, he went back and kicked the goal, and that'll pay him back in spades in terms of mindset. I know Jack missed one, but then nailed a couple of set shots as well. Sam Petreski Seaton's last quarter was exciting, and Murph and Gibbs leaders have willed themselves along again. So there's lots of little things. It's just telling us yet with the profile of our list, the season's told us that we're not quite ready to win those games when it's close, but we do think they're going to be great learning opportunities.
Did you see something in Pickett tonight?
Yeah, I have for a number of weeks. Last week we saw some as well. He's got some electric speed, hasn't he? And the more he plays, the more confident he'll get. This year he's really just got his body right again. With another pre-season, we think we'll have a player on our hands there.
Must be happy with the way. Yeah, and you mentioned, you did touch on it. You must be happy with the way the senior players are finishing a tough season out.
Yeah, because you can play with no purpose on the back of the end of the year when you haven't got the carrot of finals. But we're trying to be more consistent. I think our third quarter showed some real growth for us. What did we kick, six? Was it in the third?
Yeah.
I thought at times we opened up our ball movement a little bit more too. We've been trying to do that for a while, but players executed a few of those plays, and they'll look at those and get some more confidence from it, because defensively they're doing a lot right, and we're still really working on our ball movement.
Why do you feel it worked better tonight, Brendan? Is it just practice for these guys?
We'd like it to work round one perfectly, but there was a lot of new players coming together, a lot of young guys that hadn't even played AFL football this year, so the more they play, the more confident they get. So, the back end of the year, now with a few rounds left, it looked like they're more confident to take plays through the middle, and that's really pleasing for us.
Something to excite fans for next season as well, that sort of style of play.
Yeah, I hope so. I think our fans and our members are really understanding of the exact position we took nearly 2 years ago now. They can see that our players play with real spirit, they've got a system, and there's still a lot of growth ahead of them because they're young, just by nature of that.
Two good goals from Kaz Bolt in the second half. Are you any closer to knowing whether he'll be at the club next year?
No, I mentioned on Friday that he's a Carlton person and he's worked really hard on his game. It's the unknown, but we hope he's there.
Seems to be a lot of things to be excited about for the future, but looking at this year, how important is it to not get the wooden spoon, just to give the guys a bit of hope and not be brand fit with that sort of thing?
We've got hope. I never question that. We know exactly where we're going, and we're getting games into kids. We're developing our style. We're riding games up to our teeth. But you don't play like we did today away from home when the team is fighting for finals like West Coast were, and question hope. There's a lot of hope.
There's an important to try to avoid that wingspan? Did you place any emphasis on that?
Never brought it up, never will. We look to learn and grow every week. The outcome will be the outcome.